Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today by Randy Engston in headquarters Scottsdale, Arizona. What's up, sunny Scottsdale?
Currently, yes, it's freezing this morning.
Was it?
It was 32 degrees when I woke up. It was like 37 when I went to bed.
Where'd you wake up? In the mountains?
Yeah, I was way up north. Yeah, no, literally, it was 30. I think when I got in the truck, it was 37 degrees on the way down.
Yeah.
But that's definitely not typical of
Phoenix,
where we've been. I mean, it was 80 degrees this week, so.
Yeah, it's 40s, 30s lows. Yeah, I get it.
Chilly, brisk. We got to cover our cactuses with little Santa hats.
Little net. Yeah, exactly.
Those of you who don't live in the desert have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, and they don't care either. No. They're like, tell me about how I can make more money in my gym business. And that's what we're here to do
today. Let's do that.
Oh, I'm going to take you guys I'm going to take you back in a little journey here. But before we do, you want a shot?
Yeah.
Dude, check these out. Magic Mind. I've been taking this stuff for over 2 years. I got you one. Here you go.
Ooh.
Dude, clarity, clean energy. Keeps my juices,
Keeps the juices flowing.
Keeps them flowing, but helps with memory. It's got like lion's mane in ashwagandha. But dude, yeah, I've been taking this for, and when I don't take it, I could tell. It's weird. Like I get foggy.
I like it. Let's give it a go.
But I got hit up by these guys on an ad years ago, and I'm like, you know what? Let me try it. And I love it, man. I can't live without it.
Oh, it tastes all right too.
Yeah, there you go. Here's your trash. but guys, if you want that stuff, I'm gonna throw a link in the show notes. I'm gonna hook you guys up with that product.
This is gonna be good.
Anyways, stuff's awesome. I love it. I've been taking it for several years now, or almost 18 months. And I can feel more focused, more energy.
Get more done. It's the name of the game.
That's always trying to get that edge, man.
Yeah, that flow state.
So speaking of flow state, we got to talk to
Stephen Kotler,
the flow man. What a great, we'll talk about that after the Iron Circle Experience stuff, yep. But totally. Back to the topic at hand, we're trying to help you guys make more money. I'm going to take you back in time here and tell you about, you know, when we were first starting ProFit in 2015, 8 years now, 9 years
more
into this
that,
game?
Yeah.
It's the longest job you've ever had, I bet.
2015, yeah.
We were a marketing agency. What we did, just so you guys know, is we had automation built on the back end. We would sell front end offers for gyms, like on their behalf. We would create the funnels, the offers, skins. We would brand everything. We would run all of the traffic through our funnels. And then we would close deals within those funnels. Like they would convert.
Yep.
The people would pay for a trial, be it 30 days, 21 days, 2 weeks, whatever it was. And they would pay anywhere from like $97 to $297, put the credit card in online, and then we would hand those clients off to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing this for several years, and we would work with several gyms for years on end.
Yep.
And we would we would convert, and the way we made our money is what we split the front end revenue 50-50. What did the gym owner have to lose?
Yep.
It was an irresistible offer.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't giving them leads, although we were giving them the people that didn't convert as well as the people that did convert. But we were sending, 40, 80, 100, 220 clients, paid trials into a gym, a single gym in a given month.
Mm-hmm.
And, the years would go by and the campaigns would change. And, every single year we would kind of check in with these gyms and be like, hey, man, how we doing? Where's the revenue at? And without fail, 100% of these guys would be basically in the same ballpark as when we started with them years prior.
Yeah.
So they were making $28,000 2 years ago. We would send 500 paid people through their gyms and they would be right around $28,000, $30,000 2 years later. And we had an epiphany. Like I was sitting there scratching my head. Not only did I not really enjoy running the ads anymore, I was kind of getting over it. I was like, whatever, this is kind of, you know, mundane or whatever. Like, this isn't really helping these gym owners. Mm-hmm. Like, if we're really here to help gym owners win, yeah, giving them 150, 200 leads every 2 months, like...
Paid trials.
Yeah. On paper would make you think, like, that's really helping these guys. We're getting them clients, paid clients, people that have committed. They show up. And now, these folks did show up.
Yep.
It wasn't like, hey, somebody set an appointment and they don't know, you know, they know showed 70% of the time. They had already paid. Like, I can't make that clear enough to anybody listening. So you're telling me, Tim, you would send me somebody that's already paid for the trial. I don't have to call them or anything. Well, you have to call them to get them, you know, tell them when to be there. But yeah, you don't have to sell anything. We've already sold it for you.
Yep.
We've sold your gym. We sold your program. We sold your unique mechanism to them on your behalf. We've collected the money. We're sending you a check for 50% of it. Our fee is the other 50%, you know, $100 or whatever. And 2 years, 3 years, 4 years later, they're in the same position.
Yeah.
So
meanwhile, and one other thing too, is while that was happening, we also were growing the revenue here at Legacy. I mean, you know, you went from full time running the gym to now, you know, sitting in the profit seat and, you know, and at the time it was Brent, the fitness director, but like we put, you know, we had to build the systems and the structure at Legacy to allow it to continue to grow at Pulse at the time, right? Yep. Continue to grow. But also, you know, we stripped all of that off of your plate.
Yeah.
And
simultaneously.
Yeah.
When all this was going on.
And so, you know, from a gym owner standpoint, all of that was extremely desirable. But we weren't seeing that happen with our clients. We weren't, they didn't have that opportunity, right? The revenue wasn't growing. It wasn't changing their situation. And I think that's when we had that kind of heart to heart. And we were like, all right, well, what do these guys really need?
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. Where they need systems.
Yeah.
So we kind of switched gears and went away from like just selling trials to your gyms for you. And we started building up the hard stuff, your retention systems, your staffing plan, your model, your programming, your pricing structure, all of the delivery systems, the customer experience, all of the hard stuff that every gym owner doesn't want to look at because it's not new leads and new clients. It's all the hard stuff.
Yeah. It's the work.
Because at the end of the day, the goal is we got to keep these clients at your gym.
Yeah.
And they're not going to stay if their client experience sucks or it's different every single time or the programming's horrible or whatever it is. You don't give them enough attention. You don't hold them accountable. You let them come and go as they please. There's no agreements. All the things that would make somebody just walk out the door.
Yeah.
We fix all that stuff. And that's the honest truth is most gyms don't have a lead generation problem or even a sales problem. It's a retention problem. Yes. It's a delivery systems problem. It's a client experience problem. It's all of those things is the reason why somebody leaves your gym. And some gyms, especially the ones that run short-term challenges, 6 weeks, whatever, they have the worst retention.
Yeah.
And that comes from how you're bringing people in to, you know, people are gone in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. We were working with a client about 2 years ago now. Great, great guy. Tried really hard. Ran a large group training gym with gym launch with a 6 week challenge. And while he was running 6 week challenges, he was also signing up regular members at the same time. And it didn't matter what they signed up for, whether it was a general membership for them, for the regular membership or the challenge, both were gone in 6 weeks.
Hmm.
He goes, my retention's 6 weeks here. So every 6 weeks he's having to replace. And so he was spending $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $18,000 a month replacing clients.
Replacing clients, yeah.
And he was just basically selling getting the money, shoving it right back into marketing, and then people were just lining up out the door.
Yeah, he's trying to outsell his churn.
He had to because unless that's all he knew. Let's just be honest. It's all he knew. This was what he was taught. You got to outspend it. You outspend your competition 6 weeks, get the money up front, all the fucking horrible stuff. But when he came to us, he's like, I got to stop the bleeding. I got to stop. So he allowed himself to revamp, and he's changed it, and he freaking shot up, like he bought a house, all the things that he couldn't do in the other model.
Yeah.
It's because he changed all the systems and the hard stuff that you don't want to change. Automation, retention systems, everything.
Yeah. I mean,
and he's obviously benefited greatly from it, and he's looking at gym number two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, it seems so basic, but like, you know, if you've listened to our podcast for probably two episodes, you'll understand our core foundational belief is building that EFT, right? You're building a foundation. What you sell this month, you're going to be paid for the course of that membership, you know, hopefully beyond 11, 12, even further months. You know, comparing, one of the things that really shocks me when it comes to a lot of this is, you know, we're so clear on the numbers for the gym, right? Like, we know how long our average client stays here. That right there gives us the threshold and the understanding of what we are comfortable spending to acquire a client. We will stretch that and hope to, you know, elongate the length the clients stay with us. But comparing it to what others are doing and what their retention lengths are, sometimes it's astronomical. You know, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months to have somebody in your business come and go and have to replace. Like, that is a very difficult business to run, right? You it almost, like we've talked about before, like if you're a challenge-based gym and you're a front-end heavy gym, pay-in-full type mentality, you're doing that because you don't believe that they're going to be there for the long haul. And you're creating a business that is a marketing and sales machine. It's not a fitness business, right? The fitness goes to the back burner because you constantly have to be marketing something new or changing something to get fresh eyes, you know, into the gym. And then your sales process, you're just constantly in that seat. And it's almost like you never get to enjoy the benefit of working with a client and their results,
right?
Because you're just focused on I got to get that next person in the gym.
That's where all your focus goes, all into the marketing hooks.
And then it becomes, you know, and it's that is a difficult arena in all of fitness to, I mean, once you have those strategies and once you can, you know, consistently market, you don't need 50 clients every single month. You need 5 to 10 good ones that are going to be there for, you know, the mm-hmm. long haul.
Put them in the boat, let them go down the river, and you fill up the next boat, let them go. You just think about that, right? There's a long river. That's mm-hmm. the life cycle of the gym or the client. And every month that you're at the dock and you're shoving people into the boat. And if you're in a 6 week challenge based gym, by the time they get six weeks down the road, all the people fell off the boat. You got an empty boat. You got an empty boat with no revenue.
Yeah.
And if you think about each month as a boat, and you're just shoving them down there and you're trying to collect them every 30 days, you collect revenue from those people in the boat.
It's a fun way to look at it.
It's cool. I just threw that out there. I mean, but by the time they get to the first dock, 30 days, 6 weeks down the road, there's nobody left. They all died. They jumped off the boat. I'm out of here. This boat sucks. I want to get in a different boat. And they start swimming to shore and getting in another boat.
Yeah.
That's technically what
that is. And it's exactly how it's happening. And it's really rough. It's
Nick,
a difficult.
Nick, can you make a visual on that one? Can you make like a boat?
People jumping off the boats.
It's pretty much what's happening. I mean,
It is. And it's a difficult business. It's not where you as a gym owner ever wanted to be. It's not where you as a gym owner who started a business to help change lives and get clients results and do all of that stuff. That's not what you signed up for. It's not what you envisioned for yourself, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And yet the necessity of having to do it because you've created that problem yourself through different marketing, you know, plays and hooks and things like that.
Or just your model.
Or your model or your lack of accountability, you know, all of these things that affect client retention. If you're not putting your time and attention into saving the clients that are already in your boat, mm-hmm. you know, keeping them in the boat, it's pretty obvious why you have to continue to find the next person.
It's obvious. So how do we fix it, right? There's a lot of things you got to, first off, stop running challenges. I mean, 6 week challenges, by gosh, guys, it's over. It's over. If you can't see why that doesn't work, I mean, let's just, the word 6 weeks right there tells the client how long they're going to be with you. And then you've got to like, let me get into this real quick. You market the 6 week challenge as the best thing since sliced bread.
Yep.
God would get you in 6 weeks, lose all this weight. Oh my gosh. And that's all you need to do. And when we're at the consultation, the first consultation, that's all you need to do. We'll get you these great results. Da, 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 da. The end of the 6 weeks, you turn around and say, oh yeah, that 6 week challenge you just did, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just that's not the end all. This is what you need to sign up for. Now you're turning on yourself. You just basically reversed what you said.
Yeah.
And there's no ethics there.
And you're breaking trust right out of the gate.
All the ethics in that whole playbook is garbage. I'm not into it.
That ship has sailed.
Ship sailed. It was a quick money grab. And so for everybody else that's like either in that or gotten away from it, now it's time to focus on growing a real grown-up business.
There you go.
This is a grown-up business. Let's run on systems and operations. Keep these clients in your gym. Focus on the delivery. How are we training our clients? What's our equipment look like? What's our actual plant look like? The facility? Go out there and look at it. Is it nasty? Does it need to be upgraded, painted, whatever? What is the experience your clients are getting? Is it fun for them? Like, you got to make this fun. As much as fitness can be fun, it's not fun for a lot of folks.
Sure.
It's a chore.
Yep.
It's not part of their life. And I always tell the clients when I talk to them, by the time you get to a point in your life, in your fitness career, that when you don't work out today, your day is off, like something's wrong, then you made it.
You've made it, yeah.
You've made it. Yeah. Because it's just part of your day at that point. So it's what we try to do with our clients. We try to make them aware of like these kind of like milestones are going to hit. You're going to be sore during this period. But by the time you get to a point where if you don't work out today, your day is not as good. You've made it. And yeah. Now you're here forever.
Yeah. Yeah. And getting clients there is not necessarily easy. Right. And it does take time. It does take energy and effort. You have to have, I think the problem is most gym owners, they're in that seat, and even trainers and coaches, they are those types, right? Like fitness is part of our life, right? Mm-hmm. We've done that, but we did that years ago, right?
Yeah.
We expect that's what everybody else is feeling and when mm-hmm. they're coming into a gym. And so we kind of take it for granted, right? We don't meet them where they're at. We expect them to level up to just instantly be who we are. Mm-hmm. And that is not the journey that your average person walking into a gym, they're not at that level, most of them, right? And so you have to meet them where they're at. You have to set some expectations. We talk about the lifestyle client. That is the lifestyle mm-hmm. client, right? But to create that shift from somebody who's results-oriented or looking for that 20 pounds of weight loss versus, hey, make this a decision every day or a couple days a week, like for the rest of the time that you're,
life.
Kicking. That's the goal. That's not the problem. That is where you want to be, yep. right? You know, much like the results focused client. Like if you're going back and you expect the things that got you into the problem to not
get you into the problem
again, like right. This is the solution to the problem. Implement this. Keep the solution implemented, right?
Yeah.
But gym owners it's so easy to take the attention off of the people who are in your business spending money with you. Because I think the desperation factor comes in play. We need to get the revenue up. We need to do all of that. Well, yes, but it needs to be dual purpose. You need to have both ends of that coin kind of in attention, in focus. You got to be able to focus on keeping your clients as long as possible while allowing that next person to join the business.
Yeah.
Hey there, gym owners. Is your business standing strong, making at least $30,000 or more a month? And you're seeking the next challenge, like what's the next step in your journey? Well, look no further than the Iron Circle. Our elite growth community is the place for gym owners just like you who are not satisfied with the status quo. We'll show you how to take your business from good to great and from a strong gym into a powerful fitness legacy. Head on over to our website and apply to join the Iron Circle at ironcircle.net and start your journey to the next level today. All right, we'll see you inside the show. Bye.
I would probably argue focusing on your current clients is more important
mm-hmm.
in the long run. Short term, yeah, you can bring 20 people in next week and they're gone in 6 weeks. So like that didn't solve any problem.
Well, think of how hard it is to acquire one client for 1 month versus keeping one client for 1 month longer.
Not that hard.
At the end of the day, the revenue's the same. Right? The person's already paying the contract. So one more month of that is exactly what that next person coming in and paying their first month is going to be. Do you have things in your business that you're focused on that will increase one more month from every client that's in your business? If you can just make 1 month that the focus.
And a lot of times it's just having a damn conversation with a client. Yeah. Hey man, how you doing? How's it been? You know, and they just need to be heard. Need to be felt. Say it, you know, they need to be seen. Like, hey, I'm a person here. That's all they care
we
about.
Zach and I did the podcast a couple weeks back, and we talked about having, you know, like we have the client of the month on the Healthy Living Scottsdale podcast.
Right.
It's just kind of like a cool, hey, recognize, you know, it's recognition. Hey, we realize the work that you're putting in here. We wanted to give you some credit for the work that you're doing.
Yep.
We gave you a shout out on our podcast.
And oh my God.
What does that do for a client? A hell of a lot more than, you know, not doing anything. That's for sure. Or, but there are so many different things that you can do to keep the clients in your business happy. One of the things that I think we take for granted also is where they started with us. If you have multiple tiers and different services, or if you have even, let's say you're doing semi-private, but you've got frequency, is just assuming that the clients, what they signed up with is exactly what they want or what they need at this point. You know, maybe somebody's been in your business for 6 weeks or 6 months, or maybe it's been 3 years. When was the last time you had a conversation with them about the actual service and the program that they're in?
Reestablishing.
And yeah, I mean, maybe they do need to come a couple more times a week or an additional training session a week. Or maybe they can benefit from going from a group training where they're metabolically, you know, fire breathers, like we call them. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they need some strength training and they need some loaded bars and some, you know, a different style of training to continue the progression within your business. But if you're not asking that, don't expect your clients to come to you and say, hey, I see them over there doing that. I think that's what I need next. You're the expert. It's your job. They came to you to provide them with the solution to their problem. You bring that conversation to your client. Don't expect them to bring that to your plate.
Yeah.
And that'll help retain clients.
It's not like they're lining up at your door like Discount Tire. They just need to be, look, they're looking to you as the expert. Just give them some guidance. Mm-hmm. That's really what it comes down to. Take a honest look at your current systems and you speaking to each one of these clients and how can you do, this was something you said, the unscalable. Right now, like for the customer service, it was Jesse Cole.
Do for one what you could do, wish you could do for many or something like that.
Yeah. Point is do the unscalable. Yeah. Like you can't scale talking to every single client, but try.
Yeah.
That's his point is try your best to get through and do it all because the harder you work at that, you'll find ways to scale it eventually. But every touch point is going to make a difference versus never even trying.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point he was trying to make. And, you know, at the end of the day, guys, I mean, look, we understand lead generation. We understand client acquisition. We understand all of that is the sexy part of the business. Hey, I got, you know, 15 new personal training clients this month. That's a friggin' great month, right? Like it feels good, but what feels even better is not having to bring in 15.
Yeah.
Having those, you know, long-term clients for 15 years, 10 years, 7 years with you versus 3 months, 6 months, 9 months.
Well, I mean, even being, you know, I mean, I've been in part of your gym since 3 months after you opened it, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I started working out with you. In that amount of time, like even for me, something that was really profound was that slide this year at the Growth Summit. We had the 9 clients that from the grand opening that are still here.
Sure.
That have equated to over $500,000 in revenue.
9 clients.
9 clients. How many gyms do we in our ecosystem can even say that?
I mean, hopefully
handfuls,
a few.
Handful, yeah, but that's not the norm, right? And then the attention to retention, the focus on keeping the people that are spending money with you happy. We all experience the other side of that, right? Like we've talked before about like the challenges to me or front end programs. It's a lot like DirecTV or those promotions, you know, for cable services and things like that. They front load everything. They give you it all. And then 2 months, 3 months in, they strip it all. You get basic, you know, programming and it's twice the cost of what the promo was.
Yeah, it's lame.
And so, you as the consumer who's continuing to spend money with this organization, they just tarnished the feeling that you have being their customer.
Yeah.
We're doing it. Gyms do that every single day.
Front end promos.
By front end, just loading everything. And then at the end of this, oh, cool. Hey, well, here's our basic membership. This is what it gets. You don't get any of the custom nutrition, coaching, and all of it. No, you're just going to be here and you're going to be happy. Like, how about we just put more time and attention into how we can increase the level of service for all of our clients every day instead of just focusing on the person who's walking through the
door.
There
you go. Focus on increasing your client's experience today, the current members that you got. Hopefully, guys, you listen to this and you're like nodding your head, let's go. Yes, it's not the sexy stuff, but it's actually the stuff that's going to carry you to the finish line here. So that's it for this episode. Hopefully that helped you guys. And until next show, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.